This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisco Chavez. Date of birth, July the 9th, 1969. Case ID number 2947985. Examination date, August the 9th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from open MRI dated 6/24/19 and medical records from Rio Grande Regional Hospital dated 9/27/21. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a back injury. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2014, where he worked as a laborer for 7 years as a migrant worker. He states the job was seasonal, and he would work 5 hours per day for 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he is presently not receiving disability benefits. The claimant lives in his parents' house with his brother and a girlfriend. Allegation number one, back injury. History of allegation. The claimant states that in the year 2000, he was carrying heavy blocks that he was ordered to move, and also heavy boxes of fruit. He states during that time he injured his lower back area. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg. No surgeries have been performed for this condition, and the claimant was diagnosed with 4 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine with a L1-L2 herniated disc of 1.3 millimeters, L3-L4 of 2.0 millimeters, L4-L5 of 3.3 millimeters, and a large herniated disc of L5-S1 8.4 millimeters. The claimant was diagnosed with lumbago with sciatic right-sided pain. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing some light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, and occasionally cooking. He does no other physical activity. His physician at this time is Dr. Richard Moore. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on various medications for pain that do give him relief. He is on acetaminophen, 1,000 milligrams QID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, and baclofen, 10 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with 4 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine with right-sided sciatica pain. And also with a herniated disc at the L5-S1 of 8.4 millimeters, which is slightly larger than the other herniated disc. Other limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He is presently taking acetaminophen, 1,000 milligrams, QID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID, and butclofen, 10 milligrams, QD. He does no other physical activity except minor chores around the house. His family doctor is Dr. Aram Garcia. Family history: the father is 53 and has liver cirrhosis. His mother is 69 and died of diabetes mellitus and complications of renal dialysis. Medications: acetaminophen, 1,000 milligrams QID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, and baclofen, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems: lumbar sacral back pain secondary to multiple herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine area and right-legged sciatica pain. Also, the claimant has degenerative joint disease. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he will drink 1 to 2 beers socially. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He states the last time he used it was in 1990. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 255 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 158 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 39. General: this is a 55-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HENT, down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with mild difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with minimal difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices: he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam: could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity: based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for an MRI, which shows herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild lumbar sacral back discomfort with right radiculopathy / radiculitis. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain, - confirmed with MRI and medical records. Physical exam appears to be normal at this time, with good reflexes and normal straight leg raise. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisco Chavez.